The study called for in the state legislature's joint resolution also involves the Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. What is the cabinet being called upon to do specifically?
Well, of course, it's to identify the jobs that we hope will find in our economic study of the aerospace manufacturing and the aviation industry. We now have more students studying aviation and aerospace in Kentucky than any state in the nation. We've got 28 high schools across the state because students seem to really love to get their hands dirty and do things practical, and aviation kind of makes that link to physics and math and science that the students so desperately need to understand what's going on the textbook.
Rarely, if ever, do I hear anybody mention aerospace or aviation, yet here it is, the leading export industry in the Commonwealth. Do you think that it's time maybe for a resetting of how we identify ourselves economically?
Oh, absolutely. I just think that Kentuckians have always done well at quality manufacturing. It's just that nobody pays attention to us because we just go about doing our business and don't shout and scream about it.
What's most needed?
Well, we're not developing enough engineers, but then we also need more technology-oriented students who are willing to go into advanced manufacturing. And, of course, mechanics. Pilots are going to be needed as another career. Boeing has identified the need for about 25,000 pilots a year for the next 20 years or more, and then the equal number of mechanics.
I grew up in Moorhead. Of course, that was in the 50s and 60s, and I can assure you that it never occurred to anybody there that we would one day be talking about a place that was home to world-renowned space scientists. But that is, in fact, what has occurred.
Yes, and Moorhead ranks in the top five, if not the top three, in astrophysics education in the nation. We have the largest radio telescope at Moorhead in the southeast, the largest associated with the university.
And before we close, we ought to, give credit to whomever was the driving force in the legislature behind this resolution. We don't often talk about resolutions. We talk about legislation, but not so often resolutions.
Well, the Kentucky Aviation Association got on board with this and helped promote it amongst all the legislators across the state. And Representative Rocky Adkins really saw an opportunity for Eastern Kentucky, but we need to know what our assets are. And this study does have the effect of law in certain respects, and I think it will have a great impact on the Commonwealth for years to come.